Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, self-improvement junkies. It's your boy Logan Cruz, back at it again with another dose of real talk on the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something super important, forgiveness. Not the kind you get for forgetting to take out the trash, but the deep, soul-cleansing kind that liberates you from the shackles of resentment. Ever feel like a grudge is weighing you down? You know that knot in your stomach that just won't loosen, even when logically you know it's time to let go? Well, trust me, I get it. We all have those moments. But holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. That's why today we're going to unpack this whole forgiveness thing, because it's not just about being nice, it's about becoming a freer, happier version of yourself. Here are five things you need to know about practicing forgiveness and letting go. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the action. You can absolutely forgive someone without saying their actions were okay. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions tied to the hurt, not forgetting or minimizing what happened. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a rusty, broken wrench in your toolbox, right? Forgiveness is about taking that wrench out, acknowledging its purpose, and deciding to let go of its weight so you can use other tools. 2. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There are no shortcuts here, folks. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional help to work through the pain and resentment. Be patient with yourself. Forgiving someone doesn't mean you instantly forget or become best friends. It's about gradually releasing the grip anger has on your heart. 3. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. This one is crucial, people. Think about it. Holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. You're the only one who feels its weight. Forgiving someone is about choosing to shed that backpack, freeing yourself from the burden, and reclaiming your peace. 4. Not everyone deserves your forgiveness. This doesn't mean you get to be judge, jury, and executioner. It simply means recognizing that sometimes people choose not to apologize or take responsibility for their actions. In those cases, you have the right to protect yourself and choose not to forgive. 5. You don't need permission to forgive. Don't wait for an apology or a change in someone else's behavior. Forgiveness is about your own healing journey, not about forcing someone to acknowledge their wrongdoing. You can choose to forgive even if the other person hasn't asked for it, and that's powerful stuff. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Remember Sarah from last week's episode? She was feeling super resentful towards her ex-roommate because she hadn't contributed to the rent or chores. Sarah was constantly replaying all those unfair moments in her head, letting anger fester. I told her to imagine that resentment as a big, heavy rock tied to her ankle. Every time she thought about it, the rock weighed her down. She decided to try forgiving her ex-roommate, not because she condoned their behavior, but because she wanted to feel lighter. It wasn't easy. It took some honest self-reflection and letting go of expectations. But guess what? Sarah started feeling less burdened by that imaginary rock. She realized she had more energy for other things, and her overall mood improved. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning the past. It's about choosing a path of peace, freedom, and healing for yourself. It takes courage, but it's one of the most powerful things you can do for your well-being. So, how are you going to start practicing forgiveness today? Are you ready to ditch those heavy emotional rocks and step into a lighter, freer version of yourself? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on this week's episode. Let's keep the conversation going, because remember, growth happens when we connect, learn, and support each other. Don't forget to subscribe to The Discipline Switch for more real talk, actionable advice, and a whole lot of motivation to level up your life. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay driven, and keep on shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.